Radio.
Hello. Hey, everybody, this is John, and welcome once again to another Blast from the Past Bang Radio Hour minicast, which is a name that I'm getting about tired of saying, and I'm wishing that I didn't name this show that after a couple of beers rather impulsively. But, oh well, kind of stuff happens, I suppose. Anyway, we are a football show, if you didn't know, and if you didn't know, I'm kind of glad, because that means somebody shared this show with you or you found it some other way, and that's good. That's what this is all about. Because it's a football show, Tom and I only do one show per month during the offseason, and we already did our one for last month, and the next month isn't coming up till the draft. So, in between, you get these little mini-casts. 14 years worth of hilarious material we have to go through, and I've got lots of stuff that you've either never heard before, or if you've been with us a long time, you've only heard once from way back in the day. Some things you may have heard a couple of times, but not very often. We hope to give you a couple of laughs to get your Friday going. These are short little shows. Enjoy. One of the things that we like the best about the NFL is crying fans. Oh, bless them. Oh, bless them. They're just so wonderful. They're so passionate about their teams. And I just want to ask everybody out there that during the playoffs or even a freaking regular season game or even a big game or even a preseason game, if they're that goddamn full of it, oh, if they get to crying because their team loses, oh, please just pull out your phone and take a video because we love crying fans. And here's our favorite. This is Megan. Megan the Packer fan, who just experienced her team losing in the playoffs to the Giants in 2012.
All right, well, let's get into this. We've got a Packers fan who was very upset after the game. She was driving home with her friend, and I use the word friend loosely because yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to call somebody a friend who would do this to me.
Oh, I don't know. Dude, I'm your friend, and trust me, if you were in that kind of shape after a Cowboys last loss, I would have this. It would be all over everywhere. I'd send it to Geraldo Rivera would have this.
So they're driving home, and there's one girl driving, and the Packer fan in the passenger seat, she's obviously drunk, and she's really upset. So the girl, I don't know if she's got a flip phone or what, but she's decided. It's to start right. Recording her. You can see it on YouTube, but the audio is all that matters. So let's play it all the way through once, and here's how it went.
I don't know where my hand rattles, Julie. I painted my nails, and you told me to put the sparkles on it. And they lost. The Packers were supposed to win the Super Bowl.
Casey.
And they didn't because you told me to put the sparkles on my nails.
I'm sorry. Don't cry.
It was your fault.
Your fault.
You told me to do the sparkles. I told you not to do the sparkles, and you told me to do it. It was pretty. I don't care about pretty. I wanted the Packers to win the Super Bowl, Megan.
Megan?
Megan. And I wore my Clay Matthews jersey, and I said, let me wear my Aaron Rodgers jersey, and you said, no.
Clay Matthews.
Clay Matthews.
I like when in the beginning.
Oh my God, she's blaming her friend over the sparkles on her nails.
You told me to put the sparkles on my nails.
I'm sorry. Don't cry.
No, this is your fault.
Your fault.
I'm all choked up about this.
This is all your fault, Megan. You were just dipping sparkles. You told me to do the sparkles. I told you not to do the sparkles. You told me to do it. I should have known not to listen to you, you stupid bitch! This morning when I went poopy, I looked and there was only three! And the last time I looked and there was only three, you told me to wear sparkles and we lost to the stinky Chiefs! I wanted the Packers with the Super Bowl, Megan! I should never listen to you, Megan! Megan, you told me to bring the black boy over to my parents, and they didn't understand, and they didn't. Megan, oh Megan, I wore my yellow panties and I won my period, and I wore my Clay Matthews jersey, and I said, let me wear my Aaron Rodgers jersey. And you said no.
I love that at the end. Wait.
No. You bitch.
That's almost a Michael Irvin sound effect.
Maybe that's who she brought home to her parents, Michael Irvin.
Mom and Dad, I'd like you to meet Michael. Megan said I should bring him home. Megan?
Oh my God.
It was your fault, Megan. I stood up to clap and those sparkles reflected the light and made Aaron Rodgers throw another interception. Megan? Clay Matthews.
We're Clay Matthews.
Clay Matthews. I wanted the Packers to win the Super Bowl so bad. I should have worn my green Packer panties and my yellow shirt with the flower and my green shoes and no sparkles in my nail polish. Megan!
No sparkles at the football game ever!
Oh my God. I can't keep making fun of this girl. It's hurting my throat.
No. Megan?
Megan?
Oh, my God. I like what it says on their YouTube thing there. When it's where it says, you guys can follow us on Twitter at blah, blah, blah. But no asshole comments. We will delete you.
Oh.
Hey, this is Kathleen Madigan, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Well, they talked to, it's funny, going into the game, they talked to Bill Belichick about the Broncos and asked him a few questions, and you can imagine the response.
What's the difference between Denver a month ago to Denver today?
Well, I'm sure they're playing with a lot of confidence. That was a big win for them against Pittsburgh last week, but, you know, so I think they're really the same team, you know, They're tough. They run the ball. They make big plays in the passing game. They got good coverage people, and they're active up front, and they're good in a return game. So, you know, they're solid in all three phases.
Now, before I continue the clip, he's going to ask him the same question again.
Yeah. I caught this was Michael Lombardi. Let's go, Michael Lombardi. Going to get us a big couple of comments there. These two questions, he asked three questions. All right, we just heard the first one. Then he asks him another tiny small one. And then 9 seconds later, 9 seconds. By the way, I just want to point out that in that answer right there, Bill Belichick told them they had confidence, they had good running, good passing, good coverage, good pass rush, and good returns. There we go. We're all set, Tom.
All right, here we go.
And what's the key for your team tonight?
Well, I think the key for us always is, you know, we just got to go out and play well and do a good job. Certainly taking care of the ball is at the top of the list.
What's the difference between Denver a month ago to Denver today?
Well, I'm sure they're playing with a lot of confidence now after the big Pittsburgh win, but I think essentially they're the same team. They run the ball well on offense, throw it down the field. They're very active with their pass rush, and they cover well in the secondary, and they're good in the kicking game. They got good specialists, and Eddie Rowe's an outstanding returner.
Thanks a lot, Bill. Good luck.
Thank you.
Unbelievable. Dude. Unbelievable. And Belichick didn't even flinch. It's like he wasn't even asked that question.
It was verbatim. It was exactly word for word, 9 seconds apart.
Yep.
The same exact question. And Belichick, right down the checklist, they're playing with good confidence, got a good running game, good passing game, good coverage, active up front, good return game, good in all three phases. By the way, Bill, how you plan to win today? Oh, well, we're going to play well.
Yes, don't turn the ball
Thank
over.
You.
I love when he says, you know, they throw the ball down the field.
Right. No shit.
What?
Tebow's figured out that throwing it backwards is a fumble. So,
well, I tell you what.
Watching out for that.
Denver sure was going backwards a lot in that game.
Oh, my God. Well, shit. You know, they never saw anybody as big as Vince Wilfork. Over there, they call that a mountain. In Denver, they think, you know, we should build a stadium on top of that.
Speaking of what, we got new what's coming up like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, here's one here. Collinsworth back in week 6. This is what he said about the Patriots back in week 6.
I think they're the best team I've ever seen. I know
what? What?
Costas in there.
What?
Well, that wasn't Costas' fault. You remember he fell off his stool and they couldn't see him. He was down under the desk. Hold on. Cut what?
Well, as Collinsworth even makes fun of him. Listen.
My favorite part of that is Bob Costas going soprano on me. What? What?
Going soprano on me.
What you say?
What?
Forget about it.
What?
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 What? Play Collinsworth again.
Huh?
What? Do that again.
Oh, wait a minute. I lost it. Damn it. Where'd I put that? Here it is.
What?
Now, didn't Brian Gumbel say something else stupid there? What did I have?
Oh, hold on. Because you got Collinsworth there. You got Costas. I remember when I had Dana Jacobson going.
What?
And then I got Mercury Morris. So
what? Just,
so now we got.
What?
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 Just,
what? We're collecting what?
Everybody says what except TJ.
What?
Oh my god. All right.
Oh shit.
Okay, so there's that. And now
there's that. Yes, everybody, yeah, there's that.
I have so much to get through here.
There's our collection of what's. There you go, everybody.
What?
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 What? Oh, shit. You got to throw the one on the end with Skip Sandy Nose the National Football League while Stephen A. Smith tries not to swallow his tie.
Stop.
What? 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 What?
Oh, Jesus. Wait till we play the game. What? What did Dick Clark just say?
Okay.
We're going to play that later.
Okay.
You know, one day,
I like games.
And one day when we do this show, we're going to be able to take calls, and we're going to play. That's going to be one of our games. What did Dick Clark just say?
Okay, that's.
But right now, I'm just going to play it with you. Well, coming up in a little bit.
Happy All right. New Year!
Right now, I want to go to Gumbel here because there was a play that happened where
That'll kill the fun.
No, it won't. No, it won't. This is the one you were talking about that you wrote down where Gumbel references the fullback. This is how that went.
Give Madison Hedgecock big props for a block in front of Jacobs.
You called it right on the button. Their fullback, Madison Hedgecock.
And you know where this is going.
Yes, of course, because we are not above the age of 13, are we?
Hedgecock.
Should I take it to the next level?
Take it to the next level. That's where we're going.
Cock.
What?
Boy, we can have all kinds of fun games with this.
What's next? Hell. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see. There was Collinsworth.
Cock.
Gumbel.
Cock.
Al Michaels.
Cock.
Back to Gumbel.
Bitch.
Wait a minute. Oh, I've got Ryan Seacrest.
Dick.
I got Regis Philbin.
Dick.
So we can go back.
Cock.
Dick.
Cock.
Dick.
Cock.
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 Dick.
Dick.
What?
Dude, my side of my head is hurting from laughing too much. Oh, man. This has absolutely nothing to do with football. Oh, hell, I love it.
I need to take a break. Jesus. Oh, here was another line from Bryant Gumbel.
The Patriots, with their high-powered offense, will come back on the field for the first time this evening.
You're on front of the whole damn country, Bryant. You're on three networks. They're going to come back on the field for the first time.
Oh, here's one from Dion.
Dion was humbled, man. I thought he was trying to be like kind of low-key because he was in front of the whole country.
I know. I don't know if this is from... Well, this isn't quite Madden-like. Well, here.
He opens his whole offense up offensively.
I did hear that one. Opens his whole offense up offensively.
He opens his whole offense up offensively.
What?
Way to go, Dion.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hell.
I am so ready. We are so close, Dick.
Cock.
Dick.
Cock.
Dick.
Cock.
Bitch.
What?
it's ridiculous.
Well, there you go. Closing out the show with some of our sophisticated humor. So, you know, people say, oh, you're a football show. Does that mean you guys give analysis and stats and things like that? And no, you're more going to get things like our What Collection and, you know, Al Michaels saying cock and things like that. But that's all right. That's what you tuned in for. Most analysis you're going to get out of us is stuff like you see up there with Bill Belichick giving the same exact answer to freaking professional know-nothing Michael Lombardi within 9 seconds of each other. That was right before the AFC Championship in 2012, after the 2011 season. That was the week after Tim Tebow beat the Steelers in the playoffs with one pass in overtime. I think everybody remembers that. And if you don't, even if you do, we're going to be getting into that in some of these future episodes of the mini-cast. You can follow us on Twitter at Bang Radio Hour. You can come see us on Facebook at the Bang Radio Hour Facebook page. Come see us at bangradiohour.com. Drop us a line from there. Give me any suggestions you might want to hear from the past if you remember anything. Or if you don't remember anything, just explain what the... You know, geez, how much you've been smoking. Anyway, until next time, later.
It's not just our award-winning Peugeot van range. It's your dog grooming, lift engineering, espresso making, patio building, total and utter beating heart of your business Peugeot van range. Rely on advanced new grip models to tackle tough terrain. Add your personality with stylish new asphalt models. Whatever your business, all new partner, expert and boxer can handle it. Visit Peugeot.co.uk. Master the impossible.
Tuesdays at KFC gonna get you like, wow, pow, chow, kapow, get down right now. If you know how, then take a bow, because this deal's gonna raise a brow. Get 9 pieces of original recipe chicken for an eye-popping $5.99.
What the?
Every Tuesday at KFC. Every Tuesday from August 12th to September 3rd at participating restaurants, subject to availability.